Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to the first show of 2021. And I'm your host for the Miracle Man Show here on this January the 4th of, like I said, 2021. I did that to be funny. It's not my first rodeo. I was just being funny. But welcome to the show tonight, the Miracle Man gear on the Miracle Man and Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, of course, the Miracle Man. And thank God we made it through New Year's. I've heard before, like when Dr. Barclay sometimes he may say, you know, thank God you made it through the holidays. And I hope that all he means by it is, I'm so glad you survived it. Because I would hope no one would actually want the holidays to be over with. I get we do at some point, but like I said, I'm so glad that you made the determination to tune in tonight, and we have a packed show tonight. I want to mention some things that Dr. Barclay talked about last night with the I Predict. And then we're going to get right into starting the series on Psalms. And then I have an NFL update to get to. What? Oh, sorry. And we have lots of surprises in the NFL. And are they COVID-related? No. But just the kind of season it was, due to trades and other things, it made for quite a different season as far as some of these win totals and stuff. And so we're going to be dealing with the sports at the end. But like I said, I got a packed show tonight, so go nowhere. I even have some college basketball tonight. I even have a little bit of college football tonight. So we, like I said, we're going to be going all over the place. And so let me start off with the whole I Predict. Each year, Dr. Barclay, on one of the very first services of the new year, he takes a little while to read to us part of his I Predict. What God is showing him will happen for that year. Keep in mind, prophecies are subject to fail. Attacks that are coming forth can be pushed back by the prayers of the church and the people of God. At the same time, however, I must warn you that the people of God can delay the postpone the good things that God has in store by either as one or collectively getting out of step with God and not truly following his name. So prophecies are not always guaranteed. Remember, Shelley, Dr. Buckley told us last night that they're subject to fail.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that doesn't mean God knows. That does not mean that God does not know what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He knows. But he warns us so we know what to do. And I'm not going to sit here tonight and just read everything that he said or say everything he said. You'll be able to go to marktbarclay.com very soon to read his 2021 I Predict. I will, however, tell you a few things that stuck out to me as far as in general and as far as in for the church. There were some things that he said about living word, but I think those things also apply to other spirit-filled Christians as well. Christians, you know. So 2021. God said, I predict that COVID will be dethroned this year. Now, there were a couple things regarding COVID, but I'm kind of morphing these into one so that you can all understand it. COVID will be dethroned this year. Part A. Part one of this one. Beware of vaccines, but not all vaccines. Not all of them. You can do your medical research in that if you want to. I'm not going to turn this program into a medical research lab. Part two. Nations and health experts, even when COVID is dethroned, health experts and governments will try to weaponize other diseases. Part three. We may be required to take the vaccine in order to ride a bus, go to the store, go to a restaurant, or maybe not. I know Dr. Barclay said, or maybe not, to that part, but obviously God knows what he's doing. Shelley, when our pastor yesterday said you may be required to take the vaccine in order to go to certain places, or maybe not, obviously God knows what he was doing, but maybe God told him that way, meaning like Maybe he put that in there, meaning like it may depend on your governor, it may depend on your mayor and what have you. Is that what you think he meant by that? You couldn't quite figure out what that meant either, could you? Or maybe that was his way of saying, we don't know yet. Maybe God does know, but God told him not to say yet, maybe. So that could be, obviously, you know, who knows? I wouldn't say confused, but it made me wondering. Okay. Now, let's go to something a bit more pleasant. There will be a transfer of wealth this year to the Bible-believing Christians. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Amen. 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 I love that one a lot. Another one. Mediocre Christianity will have to go. You will have to be in or out. The time of being over to teeter-totter, in for a while, out for a while, come when you want to, don't when you don't want to, over. Over. So another one, there will be a tax on Trump's life and legacy. There will be attempts to attack Trump. And some of your listeners may wonder, Miracle Man, are you saying Trump will not be declared the winner? No. Am I saying he will be declared the winner? No. No. We don't know yet. There's people out there that do not like Trump, whether he stays in or not. We have to pray for our president. We have to pray for Trump right now. We have to pray for Biden if he gets in there. And so we just got to pray. How about this one? God said, I predict that for a season, justice will reign in the courts. That's another good one. As I keep remembering, like I said, I'm not giving you the whole prophecy preview. Otherwise, you might not have the same amount of reason to go read it. That's why I was just picking and choosing. Now about the church, one of them I just gave you, two of them, or consider that I already gave you, were concerning the church and the people of God. but were in on the regular one. But then there was another list of eight specific to Living Word, but I figured they could also apply to all of you who listen. One of them is this. Think about the time you have in a day. You know, 24 hours in on that. The waking, sleeping time you have. Try to spend 10% of that time on God. On things of God. By the way, going to church doesn't count towards that. It can be prayer, it can be your Bible reading, it can be your other things you do for the kingdom, you know, winning souls, you know, just think of that. Some of you listeners, you're outdoing that already. Others of you, could be a little bit of a stretch. Another one. We will begin to see the outpouring. Taking place in our churches, in the church. Amen. So, Jeremiah 29:11 talks about, you know, God has great plans for us to give us hope and a future. That was his verse that he referred to last night. Notice that was what we teached on Monday night. Did I know that's what he was going to teach on last night? That that's the chapter he was going to go to last night? No. But just as I was preparing last week for Monday's show, just thought of that chapter, and I'm like, that's what comes to mind. That's one of the big things that comes to mind. So I went with that. And, of course, also at my church on Thursday, Dr. Buckley is going to be doing the question and answers. People will ask questions, you know, on a piece of paper. They'll ask a question. And then Dr. Buckley and Vicky, what will end up happening is Vicky will end up reading the questions and Dr. Buckley will end up asking them. Sometimes he gives funny answers. I enjoy the question and answer night a lot. Sometimes Dr. Buckley gives some pretty hilarious answers. And sometimes he's just like, no. Remember Shelley? Sometimes he does that. And it wasn't always a dumb question. Sometimes it's just how he feels about it, and he does it to be funny, you know? I enjoy when he does it, and I know sometimes it can be, you know, maybe a little long or something, but I enjoy it when he does it, I think. And there's been a couple times, actually, that he has asked us questions and let us text the answers, our answer, you know, based on a choice that was on the big screen. I think that's kind of cool when he does that. When he asks us the questions. a couple of questions. So, about the next couple of days, I need to get to this because this is crucially important. Tomorrow, those who live in Georgia, if you have not voted in the runoff election, go do that tomorrow. You have to. Early voting already happened. If you want to recognize America and you live in Georgia, go vote tomorrow. This is very important. It's a choice between two good patriots and two socialists. Excuse me, two crazy left-wing Democrats. Oh, you're America, man, you're wild. Well, I'm not looking at this from a political party standpoint. I'm looking at this as, do you want to recognize the United States as you know it, or not? And, oh, yes, Georgia, you know, fraudulent ballots. I'm sure they're out there. I know they're out there. I'm a part of a Georgia Facebook group. I know of a couple things already from people who went to vote. One tried to go vote. They were told they had already voted. So we need to pray that this fraud is found out. I pray that so many good conservatives go out and vote tomorrow, that so many of them, that regardless of what other fraud takes place, it won't be enough. I mean, it will be enough for those good senators to win, that they'll still win. Regardless, you live in Georgia, I want you to go and give Mr. Warnock and he claims he's a pastor. He's a pastor, but he's not good. I wouldn't trust him. Raphael Warnock, and then also John Ossoff, the 33-year-old dude that ran for that House seat a couple of years ago and did not win it. But you want to send those two packing and elect Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue to the U.S. Senate. And this is about America as we know it. Also, where do we stand as far as January 6th, Wednesday? Well, you have a lot of Republican House members and at least 12 Republican senators, including Ted Cruz of Texas, who have decided they are going to object to Biden's win as of right now. Biden's supposed win, I should say, That's a good way to put it, his supposed one. You know what I mean? Supposed one. But to wait and see. And when this happens, see, when the objections are found, the House and Senate will go into separate debates, and they got to discuss it and explain why there are objections and stuff like that. There'll be 2-hour things. Vice President Pence has to, he is the president of the Senate. So, he has to make the determination. So, we may not know Wednesday. We may not know Thursday. We may not know Friday. We may not even know Saturday if it's Trump or Biden. We got to pray. So, no, this is not a town hall. It's just what's going on in our country at the very moment. I think it's good to take a couple minutes and let you know where we are. And even those of you who listen from these other countries, to all of you who listen from these other countries, thank you so much. And keep the United States in your prayers. Please do. Because this is very important. And we want to be able to, we want those of you in other countries to be able to look up to America. Amen. All right. Moving along. We're going to sing a couple songs. Then we are going to go into the Word. And then, like I said, I got sports to get to as well. So we are running a tight ship tonight. I'm not exactly in a hurry or anything. It's just the amount of stuff. So we're going to see. Nothing could separate, even if I ran away. Your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have your mercy for me every day. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. The wind is strong and the water's deep, but I'm not alone here in these open seas. Your love never fails. Castle is far too wide. I never thought I'd reach the other side, but your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, no. Your love never fails. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Amen. We sing, God, there's nobody like you, God. There's no one like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. Oh, there'll never be anyone like you, God. You're the creator. You are the author, the creator of the Lord. You are the Lord. Your name is higher than any other throne. You are the author, the creator of it all. You stand alone. You stand alone. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. I'll never be anyone like you. I'll never be anyone like you. I'll never be anyone like you, God. I'll never be anyone like you. I'll never be anyone like you. I'll never be anyone like you, God. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. And there will never be. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you tonight, Jesus. We honor you. We worship you tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is upon us. Your hand is upon us this tonight. We thank you that you will be with us all through this year. And that you are the one who hems us in. You are the God. You are the Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our time in the Word tonight. We're going to spend some time reading your Word, studying about you. I thank you that these listeners have ears to hear and a mind ready to receive tonight, and that they'll be able to concentrate on you and not let distractions get to them. And I thank you that you use me tonight as the deliverer of this great word. And now I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that we have finances coming into this program. I say, Father God, that in your name, Jesus, that we have huge increases of listeners coming into this program. And most of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's make our confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. If you're somewhere where it's safe to do so, hold your Bible up. And, you know, it makes the devil really nervous when the people of God hold up their Bible. It really makes them nervous. Really does. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. This book is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Wave that Bible around. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Psalm 1. Woo! Amen. We're going to Psalm chapter 1. And we're going to read the first few Psalms. Amen. Thank God for his word. And I want to encourage you listeners to follow along. Whatever I do here, you do wherever you are. Amen. I want you to get everything out of this that you can. Now, when you hear the word of God being preached, faith is being inserted into you. As good as reading your Bible is for you, it doesn't insert the faith. All right, Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor does he stand in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Say that, listeners. My delight is in the law of the Lord. Amen. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And he meditates on the word of God day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Everything he puts his hand to prospers. But not for the wicked, God warns, not for the wicked. They are like staff, that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. The way of the wicked will perish. Let's go to Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against Anointed One. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them in his anger, and he terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son, which I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way, and have keeping us from flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Verse 1 of chapter of Psalm 3. O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. Selah. But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory upon me, and you lift up my head. You are the lifter of my head, you could say. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill. Selah. I lie down and I sleep. I wake again, because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear the sins of thousands drawn up against me on every side. Arise, O Lord, deliver me. O my God, strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. Selah. Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. How long, O men, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Selah. Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your heart and be silent. Selah. Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have delivered my heart with greater joy than when their grain and new wine have abound. I will lie down and I will sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. We are going to stop right there as far as the reading for the sake of time. Now, so what you see here about God is that God loves his children. God loves his children. We are God's children. Oh, by the way, there's no age limit on that. God didn't say, you're my child until you're 18. You're my child until you're 20, until you're 21, 25, 30, 40. 50, 70, 118. You are my child, period. You are my son, period. There's no expiration date on that. And God loves his children. And he loves us. And Someone Won was a great verse to start the year out with. Because it talks about, it says, blessed are those who are in the Lord, who do not delight in the counsel of the ungodly, stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the mockers, or the scornful, you could say. So what that means is don't take counsel from the ungodly. Let's look at Psalm 1, and we're going to go through these together, and we're going to dig up the nugget, our nugget, some nuggets. You don't have to turn there, but I want to reveal the nuggets from this. Not chicken McNuggets. You got to go to McDonald's to get those. I mean, to McDonald's. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And I got an even bigger blessing because I just sneezed twice. Blessed are those who does not dwell in the counsel of the ungodly, stand in the way of sinners, and the seat of mockers, but instead delights in the law of the Lord. And that's point one. Point two. The good Christian meditates on the Word of God, day and night. That doesn't mean it's the only thing he thinks about, but his word, the word of God, is in that person's heart, that he might not sin against God. Amen. He's like a tree planted by the rivers of water who yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. You know what that means? Your leaf is green. Your leaf is green. Whatever he puts his hand to prospers. Amen. Whatever he puts his hand, he or she, that would mean woman also. Whatever they put their hand to, it prospers. But not so for the wicked. They're like chaff that the wind blows away. So for us, what you see here, those of us who are righteous in chapter 1, God blesses us in our life. And that includes, by the way, while you're at work. Amen. I like that psalm a lot. I really do. He said to me, "You, well, my son, today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nation of your inheritance, the earth your You roll them. Let's go to Psalm 3. The Lord is like a shield to us. He is like a shield around us. Now in Psalm 3, what this is a psalm. It's a psalm of David when he left Absalom, his son. And of course, David's foes are saying, God's not going to deliver him. God's not going to deliver David. And some of them today would be like, oh, poor Dave. But you are like a, God said, but you are, David said to God, but you are like a shield around me, O Lord. And you bestow glory upon me. And you are the lifter of my head. Amen. God is the lifter of my head. You can write that down. I call upon the Lord and he answers me. I lay down and sleep and I wake up again because the Lord sustains me. I do not fear the plan of the enemy on every side. Arise, O Lord, deliver me, O my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be upon your people. Now what you see there is that's the prayer of David, a prayer of David. He's asking for deliverance from his enemies. So in Psalm 4, it says God separates the godly for himself. What do you mean? What we mean by that is we mean he keeps the godly. And then it says here, in your anger, do not sin. When you are on your beds, search out your hearts and be silent. What? You mean to say that I can't speak when I'm on my bed? He doesn't mean it like that, but offer. Okay. Trust in the Lord. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have delivered my heart. With greater joy than the grain and new wine. I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone make me dwell in safety. So, what you see there is it's God who keeps us safe. So, what you see here through these chapters is God blesses those of us who do not take counsel from the ungodly, we also see that everything that the godly person does properly, it prospers. Everything he puts his hand to, it prospers. Amen. And then, a couple of Psalms later, talks about how those who rise up against us, they shall fall. That weapon may be formed against me, but it won't prosper. It will not prosper. It will not prosper. It will not prosper. But God knows how to triumph. Amen. God knows how to triumph. And in Psalm 3, David is the one who is talking about, you know, how many foes do I have? But then God hears him. God hears David. Are you glad that God hears you? I am. All these people who, you know, who have all these other religions, you know, their gods, they don't hear them. They won't do nothing. By that I mean they're God. But the Lord Jesus hears us. And I'm so glad he actually hears us and he pays attention to us. And not just to our conduct, but to what we say to him, what we ask him for. And whatever you're believing God for this year, he wants you to have it, as long as it's his will for you to have it. Now, I made my New Year's resolutions, you know, a couple of them involve this show. One of them is that I want to triple at minimum the amount of listeners that are tuning into this program. And I know God's going to help me. God's going to help that happen. Help me make that happen. And other things like seek God like never before. And a lot of them involve growing in God and growing in the ministry. One involves promoting the book, Rivers of Miracles. Another involves singing. Another one involves somewhere I want to go to. One of two places, or both. And When you, my prayer is that as you've made your resolutions, maybe some of you may still be writing them down. I was just thinking about all, what all you want. My prayer is that you're taking time to pray over them. Just whenever you think about them throughout the year, throughout the week, throughout the month. Pray over these. Every time one of these comes to pass, thank God for it. Write it down. And feel good about it. Like, say, I'm believing God, you know, like I said, for the listenership. Even when it goes up, you know, 25%, 20%, 50%. Yeah. And stays there. We're talking like ratings in general. And then 75% and what have you. Write it down. Whatever that thing is that thing that you believe in for, that as it comes to pass, that thing you're believing for, write it down. I made this decree before God. These resolutions before God. And, you know, he's helping. And if there's that, and if there's a place, and ministry, you know, the one about singing. Let's just say if I sang in two churches last year, and this year I sing in like six or seven or eight or five or whatever God has. Or whatever. And I put on there, I want to sing for God like I never have before. Then I can write that down. Or you in your life, I want to make, let's just say you set a certain amount of money this year. And let's just say by the time September comes around, you already made that with 3 months to go. So when those things come to pass, write them down. It's good record keeping. And you'll find, if you write down 10 things, just because not all 10 of them came to pass doesn't mean God's word isn't true. I'm even happy with like 5 or 6. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time tonight in your word. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is true. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your people. We are blessed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that you are going to bless us, those of us who are your people, this year. As we go through this year, we know you have a plan for us, Jesus. That for each one of us on this program, you have a plan for me. You have a plan for every listener on the show. You have plans for us to bless us, for us to prosper. And I just thank you, Lord God, for this great word tonight, and that will put this word to practice. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Now, before I get into the sports update, I want to show you something. That's a cash register. That's a whistle, so I can use that like when something's shocking. Okay, now, that could be maybe one of the football players ate way too many pizzas. Yay! You only lost by 2 points. Yay! Is that a firework, or is that supposed to be like the team crashed? What? Oh, that's a good one. Oh, breaking of glass. Slapping. Oh, that's the one the quarterback shoots himself in the foot by making so many mistakes. What's that supposed to be? Oh, okay. All right, so let's start with NFL. That one's supposed to be more like for basketball, but they use it in the NFL, so who cares? Anyhow, this thing only has 12 buttons, and so it only has 12 sounds on it. So, I think this thing is kind of funny, actually. There, I wish I had the loser sound thing that, you know, different sound effects like that, but obviously there's only so many on here. Nonetheless, the Lions this year end their season at 5-11 with a 37-35 loss to the Minnesota Vikings at Ford Field. The Lions gave up just about the most points that any team has ever given up in a season. But they still won 5 games. Figure that out. Last year, 4-12, didn't give up as many points. Now they are looking for, they have to look for a GM, and they have to look for a head coach. They also have to look for some really good defensive linemen. But to do that, they will have to spend some good money on that. And possibly, if Stafford gets traded, more money to get a good quarterback. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. So for the Lions, happy trails to you until we meet again. Have you heard of that before, the Happy Trails? That's like a really old, but still. Remembered it from like third grade. You may remember I was singing at that one time at Plymouth, first day of the season several years ago, remember? The Happy Trails, remember? Kind of, sort of. I actually had pranked them and teased and said, oh, it's the last day. But thankfully it wasn't. Anyhow, now, before I get into who the division winners are, let me tell you about some of the big surprises. Honestly, how far down the Patriots fell without Brady, that was quite a big surprise. They fell to 7-9. Let me find that trusty. There it is, number 5. That, my friend, is the sound of the 49ers flying down that tube. After being like, 12-4 last year, 13-3. Yeah, and then they just fly down that tube, 6-10. And then the Patriots, too, they fell down a long ways, too. Oh, and the Texans? 4-12 this year, buddy. 4-12 after being just about tied in their division. The Titans won the division, but only because of a head-to-head matchup, as the Colts are tied with them. Now, another big surprise to me was how far down the Bears fell. That really was a surprise to me, was how far the Bears fell. And then the Seahawks won the West, really? After the Niners won it pretty handily last year. And then the Rams have been good. This year they're, okay. The Buccaneers, they did make the playoffs, but as a wild card, as the Saints went 12-4. And here's something that's fascinating to me. How you can win a Super Bowl and then literally a couple seasons later fall right back to last place in your division. I'm talking about the 2016 Broncos. The 2015 Denver Broncos, and also the 2017 Philadelphia, flying like an eagle. Although they didn't exactly fly, they tanked. Nope. I mean, they didn't. No, that's the whistle. Here's what the Eagles actually did this year. Last place in your division after you won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. Just like the Broncos did 2 years before that. And when at least the Chiefs, they stayed the Chiefs of the NFL as they went 14-2. The Steelers, who had been undefeated, they ended up 12-4. And so, let me just check my clock here. All right. So, your winners, your divisional winners are NFC North, Green Bay, South, New Orleans Saints, the East, the Washington football team, NFC West was the Hawks. AFC North, you had Pittsburgh. AFC South, you had the Titans. The NFC East, you had, the Bills. Came out of nowhere. Only these Bills have the same players from the repeat Super Bowl failures from the 1990, 91, 92, and 93 seasons. And then the AFC West, of course, you had the Chiefs. So, college football. Ohio State upends Clemson in a surprise blowout win. And also, you also had Alabama take down Notre Dame. College basketball, Michigan is looking great with two big blowouts in the last two games. And that's all I have for sports. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.